The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Everybody, good morning again. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors here in the second hour of the show. And our phone number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Or if you're outside the local Baltimore dialing area and still live in Maryland, you can call on the 800 line. And that's 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680. We just had Captain Don from Pasadena call in from the Virgin Islands. How about that? Pretty interesting stuff. Got an email that we talked about right at the end of the first hour. Been out trolling this week. The bite is gone. Is it the weather or are the fish gone? Just throwing it out there. Many schools of thought, I'm sure, from the other anglers and, you know, comments from people online. I commented earlier in the first hour that I don't like fishing on the northeast wind. I don't like fishing on any east wind, and the old saying of when the wind is from the north, fishermen do not go forth. When the wind is from the south, blows the bait in the fish's mouth. When the wind is from the east, that's when fish will bite the least. And when the wind is from the west, that's when fish will bite the best. I don't know. I've learned that when I was a kid, and any kind of east wind is just not for me. That's just the way it is. I don't like the weather that it brings. I don't like the effect that it has on wildlife. And I don't know whether the fish know that it's the east wind or not, but I do know that they know what the barometric pressure is. And weather like we've been having tends to drive the barometer down. We like to see a nice high-pressure front come in for a couple of days to improve the fishing. Also, don't know if it has anything to do with the lunar schedule, the tides and the moon phases. I do know that we're not going to have many crabs for Mother's Day. It's a cyclical thing. It happens, unfortunately, right around every holiday period in the summertime. Mother's Day, Father's Day, 4th of July, it seems there's a shortage of crabs. And it's true. Traveling across the state this past week, people and visiting people in that crab industry and in the business and the retailers and the wholesalers, everybody was scrambling for crabs for Mother's Day, one of the biggest weekends of the year for them. And there's no crabs. Southern Maryland yesterday, the complaints were far and wide. Couldn't find any crabs. I was up in the middle of Maryland here a couple of days ago. I was into a big wholesaler's place, and he had his commercial bins full of crabs from North Carolina. North Carolina crabs are here. They're beautiful crabs, nice size. They just don't survive as long as the Maryland crabs for some reason. So there's a lot of dead loss there in those crabs. I was at my buddy at Captain Bob's up there in Manchester the other day, and he's doing okay. He's getting crabs. He's got a few crabs, but he's been in the business for a long time and has some very good sources and people that he's had friendships with and relationships with for many years. So, you know, he'll have some crabs. But again, the availability dictates the price. So where we were paying $25 for number ones for a dozen number ones 2 weeks ago. This week we might be paying $45 or $50 or even maybe more. I've seen them for as high as $60 a dozen for number one males. So, you know, it just, again, the market dictates the price to the consumer. Some people take advantage of it. Some people take advantage of the lack of knowledge of the consumer. And, you know, we'll say, well, you know, there's no crabs or the prices are high when in fact that there is abundance of crabs. But right now I'm telling you that there are not a lot of Maryland crabs out there right now. Now, the Louisiana people that let me just explain something how a little bit of this works, okay? We're still getting a lot of crabs from Louisiana right now here in the spring. We always do. Spring, winter. Winter through the spring is always crabs from Louisiana. They're just abundant there, and they send them here. There's a facility here in Maryland where your local crab shop and my local crab shop and many people show up at a certain time of the day. And they purchase their crabs from this facility. The facility runs trucks up and down the coast, primarily Louisiana, every single day. And you may have crab wholesalers, crab retailers, restaurants, you name it, lined up at the door when these crabs arrive in the tractor trailers. Now, I believe it was, what day was it? Not yesterday. Thursday, three tractor trailer loads of crabs came in from Louisiana, and crabs are shipped in boxes, and these boxes weigh approximately 40 pounds, which is just about the same size as a bushel basket, but they're cardboard boxes. And by the way, crabs aren't sold by the piece. Crabs are sold by the pound, okay, just so you know. That's how crabs are bought and sold on the commercial market. So these guys are paying X dollars for a 40-pound box, whether that's $150 or $200 or $250 or whatever it might be. And they're buying, you know, number ones, number twos, females, and that type of thing. So you might have 30 or 40 people there competing for these crabs for the weekend, and when they're gone, they're gone. You know, so, you know, the crab wholesalers are in there buying 40 boxes, 50 boxes of crabs, for the weekend. And of course, you know, the price is what it is, whatever the market will bear. And, here's what happens on the wholesale end from the crabbers down in Louisiana. You'll have the crabbers say, well, we want $4 a pound for crabs. You know, so 50 pounds of crabs would be, you know, $200, which is a little over a bushel. What'll happen is somebody with a lot of cash, some big crab broker, so to speak, will come in and say, well, we'll pay you $4.25 for every crab, for every pound of crabs. Well, that guy gets all the business. And then he dictates the market back here at home. So he buys his crabs in Louisiana for, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 cents more a pound than everybody else is willing to pay, and more than the market price of the crabs. So he holds the market. They come back here to Maryland, and then he dictates the price. And, and it happens quite often, especially with Louisiana crabs. So there's a lot of intricacies in the crab business. You know, the pickers have arrived from south of the border here. The Hispanic pickers have arrived to all the picking houses. So what crabs a couple of weeks ago were on the market when the pickers had not arrived are now going to the picking houses. So you've got crab meat in abundance, and live crabs for steaming, the numbers have shrunk on that. And then with this cyclical disappearance of these crabs from the bay, combined with the weather, combined with the atmospheric or climatic conditions, it's driven the price up because, again, the guys aren't getting out. The markets are high, the wholesalers are paying more money, therefore they're selling them to their retailers at wholesale for more money, therefore the prices get passed on to you and I, the end user. So that's how the crab business works, a little bit about how it works. I'm just scratching the surface. And so, you know, I'm trying to bring you the most accurate information we can, but it's supply and demand. Whoever has the best price gets the business. But overall, when there aren't an abundance of crabs, the prices are higher. And there is a distinct lack of crabs for whatever reason, whether it's weather, whether it's high prices, whether it's lack of effort because of the weather, whatever, or if the crabs are just in a cycle where they're not biting as well, which happens, the crabs are going to be more expensive for Mother's Day weekend. Long and short, you're going to pay more this weekend than you did last or 2 weeks ago. That's it. That's the story. Soft crabs, non-existent. Non-existent right now. This should have been a nice soft crab slough. It lasted for maybe a couple days, but nowhere near the numbers it should be. Again, cyclical. Not sure what's going on in the market with that, but soft crabs are hard to come by. So if you want them, you're going to pay more for them. That's all. All right, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We asked a question at the end of the last hour. We're going to ask it again. I got an email. Been out trolling this week. The bite is gone. Is it the weather or are the fish gone? What are your thoughts on that? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We've been fishing these fish since the middle of April. Been fishing them for 3 weeks. The spawning run is only but so long. I don't know if the temperature or the weather pattern has put those fish down, if they're still here. They're going to spawn. And whether they spawn, you know, during an opportunistic break in the weather, maybe you're going to get a little bump of high pressure for a couple hours overnight or something like that, those fish are going to spawn. You can't fish on every fish all the time. Maybe the fish are in the spawning rivers and are inaccessible to where you can fish legally, which is a lot of my suspicion is that they're going to be in the rivers. So, or they may be done and they may be on the way back out. We may be seeing that second wave of what they call Mayroc here in Maryland and another spawning run up the river. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I am entertaining anybody's thoughts on that who would like to give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And we'd be very glad to hear from you. But if you're looking for something to do this weekend, I'd like to recommend the 35th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival, and that's at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is today and tomorrow. Well, they did it last night, but that was in the past. So today 9 to 5 and tomorrow 10 to 4 at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. $10 admission for the whole weekend. Kids under 12 are admitted free with a paying adult. Listen, there's carving competitions. They're fun to watch. A retriever demonstration with the dogs. A live raptor display. Not the Ford pickup truck, but the live birds of prey. A sculling competition, silent auction, and much more. And the community comes together there with nonprofit organizations and puts those events on. 100 decoy carvers, wildlife artists, photographers, and others will be on hand to showcase their work, much of it for sale. The family-friendly festival has great food, lots to see and do, and free shuttle buses will run between the three venues, the museum, the middle school, and the activity center where all the fun begins and ends. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake Bay at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum today and tomorrow. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com. And look, if you like decoy collecting, you like waterfowl hunting, or even just a scenic walk along the bay, Havre de Grace Decoy Museum is the place where all that takes place. Now, let me tell you something. On Maryland's eastern shore, on the upper shore, I've hunted there for, this will be my 24th season hunting in Cecil County. I hunt waterfowl, I hunt deer there. The upper eastern shore has a rich tradition of dove hunting and waterfowl hunting and deer hunting and turkey hunting. And now you can hunt on over a dozen upper shore farms with the Upper Bay Gun Club. You choose a yearly membership like I did, and you can hunt all season long. Or you call about guided day hunts with the Upper Bay Gun Club or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin, who's called this show and who's become a friend, has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Here's Tom's phone number, 443-309 3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for the Upper Bay Gun Club, over a dozen farms, private property, hunting club, gun club that you can join by listening to this show. That number, 443-309-3788. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Line-X spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Line-X spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Line-X premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Line-X Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Line-X bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Line-X, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, we've been visiting our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. I was there a couple times this week. Excuse me. I got some line wound on one of my spools for an upcoming fishing trip. I bought some plastics. I bought some hooks. And, you know, I like going there. And you ask them, do you have X, Y, or Z? Yep, we got it. There it is right there on the shelf. Or go down the aisle and look on your right eyeball height or something like that. They know the store. And the guys know the store. And the guys are knowledgeable. And, we see them dealing with gun customers and talking about the great Browning firearms and anything else that they have, a good selection of used guns, handguns for home protection, personal protection, and just for fun. I was in there the other day, and Bill was talking to a customer about shooting trap and skeet, and made some very, very valid points about trap and skeet shooting. And, you know, if you have a bad day, it's not the gun's fault. It's all about the hand-eye coordination. So, that's the kind of knowledge that you don't find everywhere and anywhere at your average wherever. These guys know what they're doing. They are enthusiasts, they're participants, and they pass their knowledge on to you at Clyde Sports Shop. You know, all the services, too, scope mounting, cleaning your guns, fixing something that's broken. They have a full-time gunsmith. Getting something repaired that needs repaired, bore sighting your firearm, fixing your fishing reel, putting a rod tip on, fixing a guide, spooling line on your reels. It's easy. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. Stop by and see their brand new sign. They're very proud of it. And if you need a fishing report, give the 24-hour fishing hotline a call. 410-247-3474, 247-FISH for the 24-hour hotline at Clyde's Sports Shop. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto. No, I don't. Sorry. But if you do, and I know the garden club's coming up next, but if you like gardening, I like to recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. They've got annuals by the pack or the flat, perennials by the pot. They've got bedding plants and planters and hanging baskets, colorful pansies, impatiens, and petunias. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Papa John's Farm, if you like vegetables, you can grow your own. How about that? Tasty tomatoes, squash, onions, watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers, and even herbs for your own cook pot. Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too, and I just mentioned that. Papa John's is located off I-97 at exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections or call 410-969-5909. That's 969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's for your garden or even for your church. Mother's Day is tomorrow. Get mom out there today or tomorrow and get her all hooked up with some beautiful garden plants. 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day, 969-5909. Visit Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. It will grow on you.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
How high's the water, mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. Well, we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising.
All right.
How high's the water, mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 4 feet high and rising.
A little Johnny Cash. How appropriate. How about that? Let's talk to Matt in Pilesville with a little fishing advice. Good morning there, Matt. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Hey, got a question for you, Alan.
I'll try.
Gonna try something new this year. My wife and I just booked a trip into Minnesota on the Minnesota-Canadian border, rented a cabin, came with a couple boats. And if you were me and you were flying in, and I'm not the world's greatest fisherman, Al, I'm just looking to have a good time. If you had to pack some stuff, what would you pack?
If I'm fishing on a lake, is that what you said?
Yes, correct, Al. A series of lakes, you know, Minnesota.
In a boat, okay. How many fishing rods are you going to take?
We were thinking about taking three or four.
Okay, so you're going to get a rod tube that the airlines aren't going to crush, and you're going to put some rods in there. You're going to pack your reels in your bags and check those in, right?
Correct. We've got that already because my wife is a big fly fisherman.
Oh, okay. So she's going to be fly fishing. Well, that's not hard to pack for. But if you're going to do any other type of fishing up there, you know, you're going to be out on a boat. You're going to be the first things first, do your research. You know, check Google the lake or Google the river or whatever where you're fishing and see if there's any guides out there. Give them a call. See if they'll take you for a day. It's always worth an investment in a guide to go fishing because they fish it every day. They know where they're going for the most part. You know, now I wouldn't recommend that fishing with a guide that I fished with in the Florida Keys, but that's another story for another day. Anyway, and I knew the guy. That's the problem. So anyway, we would also, if you have an opportunity, stop by the local tackle shop, local bait shop or whatever, and say, what do you do here? What do you expect here? You know, and what's the best baits? But barring that, I would take along, I always carry some inline spinners, you know, like MEP spinners, maybe big spinners, something like that. A variety of plastics like twisters or shad or something like that because everything eats fish. So, you know, you can always use a shad on a jig head or something like that. And then, you know, just pack just pack a half a dozen or so different types of lures and duplicates of each. And you know, always throw a couple prop topwater in there, or a couple you know, minnow type baits like the Rapala or something like that, and have at it. And if you need anything else, get it locally if you're there.
Hey Alan, do you recommend and do they even work, one of them little portable depth finders? Would it behoove me to have one of them?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it might, if you want to pack that along, you're certainly welcome to do so, but you know, I would kind of ask the locals, and you know, if you're going to be out there in a boat, explore and see what everybody else is fishing, where they're fishing. Again, I don't know what the waterway is like. I don't know what the structure's like.
Right.
You know, but local information is far more valuable than online information, because it's up to the minute. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, look, I'm not trying to set the world on fire. I'm just looking to go to recharge my batteries. You know what I mean?
Yeah, makes sense. And, you know, the cool thing is, when you do that, if you're in a cabin, you can sit there and drink your coffee in the morning. And if you want to go for a boat ride, you can go for a boat ride. You know, you don't have to hit at the crack of dawn.
Right. I'm not a tournament fisher. You know what I mean? I'm just looking to have a good time.
My dear friend, God rest his soul, Joel Hyman, when he took me fishing on Liberty for the very first time, I said, "You want me to meet you at the boat dock at 6 o'clock?" He goes, "Why?" I said, "Don't you want to get an early start?" He goes, "Meet me at McDonald's at 8 o'clock." He said, "What are you gonna do? Throw it in their mouth when they yawn?" So.
We're on the same.
All right, so you know, you're out there to relax and have a good time, and the fish will bite when they bite, and you know, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. So
I'll let you know how we make out.
Please do. Thanks, buddy.
See ya.
Have a good time, Matt. See you. Bye bye. Here he goes. More fishing advice from Matthew in Pasadena. Good morning, there, Matthew. How are you?
I am doing very well, Mr. Allen.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Now, I believe her name is Denise.
Yes.
My condolences, and she's on our prayer list as well.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
To Captain Don down in the Virgin Islands, I hope you're still listening. Snook is not like tarpon. It's actually that version of our, what we call scrapers up here, and it is damn good eating.
Yep, and a big fight.
In a good fight, use a circle hook, and they only eat anything live.
Ah.
So you understand that. I used to live in Clearwater, Florida.
Yep.
And fish off the Reddington Shore Long Pier. And especially at night, so they'd hang around the light, and you'd float live shrimp. And here's a funny story for you, because you're going to die laughing. I sat there and played with the snook for about an hour. I'm like, I'm done. 10-year-old kid walks over, puts his line in, bangs in, 38-inch snook.
That's how it goes.
And I looked at the kid, I said, "That's my fish." He goes, "No, it's not." I said, "I'll tell your mommy." And he goes, "We'll split it. That's fine by me."
Wait a minute, Matthew.
I was babysitting.
Huh?
You can fish overnight, and I would babysit about 5 or 6 kids fishing overnight.
Uh-huh.
Mom and dad.
And you snookered a snook from a kid?
No, I said it.
Yeah, you did. Don't tell me you didn't. That's my fish. That's my... Give me a break. Matthew. I hope you're not proud of yourself.
Oh, you understand. I used to get text messages Friday afternoon. Are you fishing tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a date night? Yes. I'll watch the kids.
Ah, jeez, Matthew, come on.
I've actually had pizza delivered to the pier and take care of the kids, and, you know, babysit the kids. Fishing is very serious down there in Florida.
Now, I know that.
These kids, especially when the kingfish are running, and especially tarpon, you know, they have $600 dogfish rods.
Yeah.
And stickcock.
Yeah.
And they're battling 160, 180-pound tarpons coming in.
Yep.
It's impressive to watch a 10-year-old, his eyes big as teacups.
Yeah, it's an impressive to watch a 10-year-old catch a 38-inch snook by himself, and then you try to steal it from him.
It was my fish.
No, it was not. That fish outsmarted you.
Yeah, I know.
You just put a lot of effort into a futile attempt, that's all. One your fish.
Anyway.
Hey, listen, that happened to me last year on a smallmouth bass.
Yeah.
I hooked the fish five times. It broke me off twice. I stayed on one fish for an hour, which was unheard of, and came back to it, hooked it again, and we couldn't catch it. Just couldn't catch it. Next morning, guy went out, caught the fish, 21.5-inch smallmouth bass over 5 pounds. Second cast. I didn't claim that as my fish. I just worked and failed.
I know.
All right, Matthew, just give me.
But Captain, if you're listening, use a circle hook.
Yep.
They like live shrimp.
Live shrimp and the circle hook. Matthew, appreciate that. Okay. And I'm just giving you a hard time, buddy.
Oh, I know. I'm not taking offense at it because it was hilarious. That night was fun because we caught more fish. And actually, I really didn't care because I was watching kids.
Of course.
And kids are out there fishing instead of being on the street doing something dumb.
Exactly. All right, Matthew. Got to go, buddy.
Hold on. I need you to hold me over because I'm going to tell you about Fort Smallwood Park.
Can't do it right now, buddy. Got other callers waiting.
Okay. Well, bottom line is Fort Smallwood Park's open at 5:30 in the morning now to fish.
Right.
And you can fish until 10 p.m.
Right.
So fish off the pier. Live lining works best.
Okay.
You have a blessed day.
Thanks, Matthew. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Claude in Catonsville, then Mark in Towson. Good morning, Claude. How are you?
Well, I'm still in this rehab facility, buddy.
Yeah? Wow. Sorry to hear.
But anyway, Alan, I saw on Facebook the biggest crab you ever saw, man, in Cuba.
Okay. I'm not going there.
Well, I don't know if it's true or not, but I mean, this thing was humongous if it was. You know, I don't know if it's real or not. But
okay. A blue crab?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. All right.
It was just showing a picture of a big crab, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
It looked like a blue crab, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
But shouldn't the price of crabs go down because they're going to be so plentiful?
I just explained that at length. The price of crabs does go down when they're plentiful. They're not plentiful right now.
Oh, I got you.
They are not. The Maryland crabs are not plentiful. They are not going to be plentiful for Mother's Day, so you're going to pay more. Okay? Oh, I would suspect that in about 2 weeks, we'll have plenty of crabs once the weather gets a little better, the water warms up a little bit, and the market will loosen up. But everybody wants crabs for Mother's Day, and we're in a down cycle right now, and they're not available. The crabbers can't get out because of the weather on some of these days.
That's because it's been raining over 10 days straight.
Well, exactly. And it's not just that. I mean, sometimes depending on the wind and the atmospheric conditions, the low pressures and all that type of thing, everything stops biting. Rockfish stop biting. The crabs stop biting. Smallmouth bass stop biting. The everything stops biting. So that's where it is.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, because they're just not going to. I mean, they'll feed eventually. They get a little bump in the high pressure. You know, pressure bumps up a few points. You know, they're going to feed. The tide comes in or, you know, the food is right in front of their face. They're going to feed. But in general, you know, it's going to be not as active as it is during the high pressure.
Oh, okay, so even if you get the Louisiana crab, you're still going to pay.
You're going to pay because, you know, there's only so many crabs in Louisiana. And again, the weather cycle and the lunar cycle is universal. You know, if it's full moon in Louisiana, it's full moon in Maryland, vice versa. You know, the whole deal. So anyway, yeah. The long story short, there are some crabs coming in, but because of demand and lack of supply, the prices are going to be higher. Everybody wants a dozen crabs for Mother's Day. You're not going to get them. Soft crabs, non-existent.
Point light I was talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it.
It's sad, ain't it?
Yep.
It really is.
All right, brother. Look, I'm sorry. Yep. Just call me again. Sorry you're still in that rehab facility. Got to go.
All right, buddy.
Thanks. Bye-bye. There he goes. And Mark, before the break, in Towson. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm going. What's up? I'm good. What's going on?
Very good fishing stories. They're extremely amusing. They are. You know, fishing is a lot like gambling. You get that one-armed bandit all primed, and you run out of quarters. Somebody else sits down, and
yep,
they win the jackpot.
Exactly. Just like that. We had Rob and I spent a evening in Dover a little while ago, and we were leaving next morning and had breakfast. It was wonderful, and you know, I said, well, you know, right here at the casino, let's play a couple bucks and, you know, won a little, lost a little type of thing. And I had one of these cash out tickets for 20 some bucks or whatever. And I said, you want to go along? She goes, no, I'll wait. So I said, well, you know, what do you want to do? She goes, I'm sitting here at a penny machine. So I said, well, here's $5. So I, in the time it took for me to walk to the machine and walk back, which was within sight, you know, 30 yards, 20 yards, whatever, I walked back over and I said, I looked and I said, are you all right? And she said, yeah, I'm fine. I said, you don't look quite. And she handed me a claim tag, you know, one of those little cash out tickets for $376. She pulled the handle twice.
Somebody got it all.
From a penny machine. From a penny machine.
Well, one other thing before I let you go. A quick word about Bethany. I want to wish her well. I hope that things work out really well for her. She's unique. Only woman I can call 5 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday who doesn't say you ever do that to me again, and I'm going to get a restraining order.
See? That's exactly right. Exactly right. Let me tell you, Bethany's been with us here, what, 2 years, Beth? Something like that? Yeah, come on here.
She's
come on here.
Never met her, never will.
No. Nope.
She has a wonderful voice and a beautiful disposition. I've never called up that she wasn't in a really nice mood.
Exactly right.
Lovely girl.
Yes, indeed. All right, she's going to turn the microphone on and come on here for a few minutes. Come in and sit down. We have a guest this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Our producer, Bethany.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing, Alan?
That's Mark on the other side.
Hey, Bethany. I wish you well. We all do.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Bethany has, what, 2 years?
Yeah, about 2 years
about
now.
About 2 years, yep. And it's a delight to work with Bethany. She's very professional in what she does. And you're working at a
doctor's
pediatrician's office now. So you get to work with
I
the kids.
Can't get anything wrong with me.
No, nope. Sorry, Mark. No. you know. I mean, you might be reverting to your childhood. But
I don't think you're going to find the Fountain of Youth anytime soon.
Wait till my daughter has children.
Yeah, there you go. So, but she's accepted a full-time job with the doctor's office, and you know, and I tried to talk her into staying here. You know, I said, look, you can't beat the money here, and you. Oh, what was that look?
Nothing. Nothing.
And the hours are great.
Yeah, 5 o'clock in the morning on a weekend.
Yeah,
you can't beat it, you know. Your other friends are like, hey, I'm going out. I'm like, I'm not. I'm going to bed.
I'm here.
I know, but you're older.
Oh,
so your bedtime's used to like 9:30.
Watch it, Bethany. I was a little younger than I am.
Go ahead, keep talking. It's your last week.
I know. I don't
so
know.
So say whatever you want.
No, I just want to say, like, all the listeners out there, Mark included, of course, in this, have been so kind and so patient with me when I was first on. And I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate everyone. I feel like, in a way, I've, like, met, like, a lot of wonderful people through the station and that have been just generous, that just have, like, been patient. Like I said before, this community of listeners is like no other, really. Whether it becomes to any show and how sometimes when you guys call me up, you know, I put on like a happy voice and everything, but sometimes you guys really do make my day. And by the things you say and by, you know, telling me that, you know, encouraging things, and it just means a lot. So I'm going to miss that aspect of it and miss the people and miss, you know, hearing from people at 5 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, surprisingly. So, yeah.
Yep. So.
Well, maybe you'll come to the next Hunter's
Hunting Coalition Dead Benefit. Yeah. She hasn't come the first two, so I don't know about that. We'll extend the invitation now. March 25th next year.
March 25th
yeah,
next year.
Yeah, write it down. Put
oh,
it in your
man.
Calendar.
I don't know.
You don't have to get up at 3.
No, yeah. It's noon to 4. So
noon to
4. In Westminster, right where you live. So it's all good.
I don't live in Westminster.
I know. I just said that. So anyway, I have no idea where you live.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
A great time. I hope everything works out great for you.
Thank you, Mark.
And we also want to take this opportunity to welcome Pepe, who's going to be running the board from the 6 o'clock hour on. Bethany's been training him however that's working out for you. We'll break you in right, Pepe. Don't worry.
He'll
get used to me.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was very friendly and very professional.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Yeah, we think a lot of him. So, and he's been well trained by one of the best. So, Beth, from my heart, thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Mark, thanks again, buddy. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
See ya. There he goes. That was nice. Very nice. So. But right back to business. Right back to business. You know, it's time now to book your dove hunt. Yeah, I know. September 1st, 2nd, that first opening week with Upper Bay Gun Club. You hunt over sunflowers on a handful of farms. I think they're planting 5 or 6 farms of sunflowers. Loaded with doves on the Upper Eastern Shore. Dove hunts run $150 per person. Dove hunt includes lunch. Now hurry, the early dates are filling up fast and space is limited. You hunt deer, waterfowl, turkeys on private farms with the Upper Bay Gun Club. They're a club. You can choose a yearly membership, like I did, or you can call about guided day hunts or yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions, and he's the guy to call. Here's Tom's phone number, 443-309-3788. For the best hunting of your life, call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, our buddies at Clyde Sports Shop have everything you need for fishing and crabbing. When the weather gets straightened out here next week or so, you better be in there looking at all those crab traps and crab bait and live bait for fishing and get your fishing tackle rocking and rolling like I do. I was in there yesterday and bought some stuff. I was in there early in the week and had some line wound on my spools. Bought some leader material yesterday. I'm getting ready, and you should too. So check that out at Clyde Sports Shop. Anything you could need, want, or imagine for fishing and hunting. And they got great firearms, too. They carry the Browning line of firearms, and Browning has some magnificent shotguns for shotgun shooting sports like trap and skeet, sporting clays. They've got the waterfowl guns like the A5, and I just can't get it all into one spot, what they have there at Clyde Sports Shop. And then, oh, by the way, they carry the Browning ammunition now and plenty of 22s. If you're looking for 22s, lots of them available at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. The phone number there is 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. The fishing hotline is 247-3474. 410-247-3474. Okay. Hey, look, if you like decoy collecting or just looking at them and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or a scenic walk along the bay, learn about the rich history of waterfowling in Maryland at the 35th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Harvard Grace Decoy Museum. Today and tomorrow at the museum. It's $10 for the entire weekend. Kids under 12 admitted, free with a paying adult. Carving competitions, a retriever demonstration, a live raptor display, a sculling competition. There's a silent auction and much more featuring all the community and nonprofit organizations. 100 decoy carvers, wildlife artists, photographers, and others will be on hand to showcase their work. Much of it for sale, of course. It's a family-friendly festival. Great food, lots to see and do. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the activity center, where all the action is. You can learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum today and tomorrow. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linux at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linux Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linux Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linux Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linux Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linux and Catonsville Linux now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linux bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linux at Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linux, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch a bobber go floating away.
All right, here we go. We have him. We have him on the line there, Bethany. Don't have him. Okay. Well, we tried. We tried, bud. Tried to call Fishbone. Hey, we're the new issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly came out this week, and just yesterday, as a matter of fact, we're getting that distributed as best we can across the state of Maryland. We were in Southern Maryland yesterday from Edgewater South. So St. Mary's and Calvert County has some copies, but and we put some at Clyde's, so you'll be able to get them at Clyde's if you want. We'll be hitting the shore today, Western Maryland next week, and I will let you know when it's online, but it should be this weekend online with the summer edition of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine. Two great articles from our advocate for the Maryland Hunting Coalition talking about defending Sunday hunting and what happened in the General Assembly this year with the Sunday Hunting 1030 bill is what it became known as, which was Senate Bill 1061. And then we talk about the war on poaching and how the Poaching Restitution Act all came together for us. There's an article on rabbit hunting. And rabbit eating, braised rabbit. There's a great article by David Seacott on blinds, waterfowl blinds versus oyster farms and the controversy there. The aquaculturists want to go harvest the oysters when guys are in their duck blinds, and the law is actually on the side of the hunter. A couple of cool stories. The migratory bird seasons are there that are proposed. New record sick of deer in Maryland from Wicomico County that I interviewed the new state record holder, and there's a story there with some pictures. What else is in there? A lot of pictures of kids and people with their harvest and that type of thing. And so it's another small but very interesting issue. Tim Krause is the guy that caught that killed the new sicka deer record 2 years ago, or 2013. Let's talk to Bud. Good morning, Bud. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you guys?
Hey, everybody wants to know where the fish are.
Oh, they're running south quickly, my friend.
Uh-huh, yep.
They have left the upper portion of the bay above the bridge for the most part. I mean, over 90% have left, so they're few and far between. Bloody Point still got a fish or two. As we go south, Sullivan seems to be the hot spot.
Yeah, always
and
is.
It's going to steadily move south. So it was an early, quick year, but it has been great. I think the slot limit paid off last year. A lot of fish over 40.
Yeah, yep, I've been hearing that. And I mentioned one of my buddies, Joe Eccleston from Captain Bob's. His dad's been 85 years old, caught the biggest rockfish of his life, 46 inches. You know, so can't imagine.
That is wonderful. So, yep. Yeah, it's good, and I think that we're seeing a lot of breaking and smaller fish on their way up as far north as West Rivers. One of my customers told me that.
Good.
Said they caught them on poppers in the low 20s, so that looks great for chumming in the next week or two.
Nice, nice. That season comes in the 15th, right?
The 16th, I believe.
16th, okay.
16th, yeah.
Got it, yep. And crab report is way off right now.
Way up. It's great. Everything looks positive. Let's hope it holds true.
Yep, well, I mean, there's nothing for Mother's Day. I don't know if you know that or not. So, and no soft crabs. What's going on?
Well, no. In fact, up here, it's the weather with the soft crabs. We generally don't get a peeler run up this way until, you know, the last full moon in May or early June.
Right.
But from what we understand, Virginia's doing well, and that's positive for us, too.
Yep. All right, brother.
Okay. Have a great day.
And enjoy, bud. Take care. Bye-bye. Yep. There he goes. That's Bud from Fishbones Bait and Tackle down in Pasadena. Maybe we can even... What are you doing? Oh, well, do it again because he made me press the wrong number. No. I'm trying to get Clyde's real quick, and I'm messing up here. Let's do it again. 410-247-3474. Let's see what the fishing report is from Clyde Sports Shop. Live radio, folks. It isn't always pretty.
Here is the latest fishing information from Clyde Sporting Goods. Calling for the big trophy rockfish has been good, with catches at the L.P. Billy north to Love Point, mouth of the Magatee and north and across the Love Point, Bloody Point, mouth of the Chop Tank, Chesapeake Beach, Thomas Point, Bay Bridge, trolling the large bucktails with sags attached. That's nothing. Salmonella-wise, at the mouth of the Magatee River, has produced keeper rockfish 35 inches and above, some at Mug Point on L-wise. Same at Hackett's Bar, a few fish there. Sandy Point, Mattapique Pier, is a good bet for keeper rockfish 35 inches and above. Bloodworms,
L-wise,
best bait.
There we go. All right. Well, we got to drop old Billy off of there. So thanks for listening this morning. It's been a wide-ranging and varied show. Bethany, best of luck in the future. We hope that you'll stop by sometime or another or call. That'd be great if you can call. Pepe, this was your baptism by fire this morning. We threw you to the wolves to see how you'd swim. So